next on the 5 o'clock report.
How shameful is that? Looking at the warrant, I think that's exactly what it is.
Just terrible. I mean, this world anymore.
I'm killing them. I'm mushing them. They damage your trees.
Let's go, Tigers.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Exit Afghanistan 1 year later. Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast.
Tonight, the Taliban is in control of Afghanistan.
That was August 15th, 2021. A year ago today that the Taliban took over the war-torn country. Retired four-star Army General Jack Keane.
I mean, it's a year later and it's still hard to fathom. The president made a huge strategic error, in my judgment, in declaring an unconditional withdrawal with a date certain in Afghanistan, which turned out to be an unconditional surrender.
He thinks the fall of Afghanistan is directly responsible for other hotspots on the world stage today.
What a debacle this decision has created. It's an accelerant for our adversaries, as we can see in Russia and Ukraine, China, Taiwan, and the devastation is clear. The suffering of the Afghan people, leaving behind close to 80,000. I mean, how shameful is that?
Keane says it's gut-wrenching to think that 800 Americans got left behind when we left Afghanistan. Today in that country, it is illegal to listen to music, and women can be arrested for going to school. President Biden tomorrow will sign the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. The $739 billion spending package provides subsidies for the green energy industry. Critics say it will only make inflation worse. Members of Congress are calling for greater transparency. Following the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, they want answers from the Biden White House about the search of Donald Trump's home. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan.
Remember, this is the Justice Department that treated moms and dads as domestic terrorists. This is the administration that's going to unleash 87,000 IRS agents to harass American taxpayers and American families.
Former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy fears this probe will be open-ended.
What I thought they were up to here was basically trying to do a fishing expedition to see if they could find information that's relevant to the Capitol riot that might help them make a case arising out of January 6th. And looking at the warrant, I think that's exactly what it is.
Donald Trump says some of the documents seized are protected by attorney-client privilege. Three of his passports were apparently taken. Iran today denying that it played any role in the attack on author Salman Rushdie last week. He is recovering after being stabbed repeatedly at an event in Western New York. Correspondent Brian Yenis.
Rushdie published his controversial book, The Satanic Verses, in 1988, leading to Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah, to issue a fatwa or death edict against him.
Rushdie was stabbed 10 times on stage at the Chautauqua Institution. Another busload of illegal immigrants arrived today in New York City from Texas. There were 52 migrants aboard. Reporter Nate Foy.
Texas has now sent over 400 migrants to New York City and over 6,800 migrants to Washington, D.C. Texas authorities say that is a drop in the bucket compared to what Texas deals with every single day.
Texas says the bus trips won't stop either until the Biden administration does something about the border crisis. A high-profile Republican on the chopping block tomorrow in a GOP primary election. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney expected to lose her race. If she does, she will be the eighth of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump to be retired from Congress. A new study predicts a third of the country will live in a so-called heat belt within the next 30 years.
Nonprofit research firm First Street Foundation looked at data that projects 1,000 counties will see at least one day per year where the heat index reaches above 125 degrees. The National Weather Service considers temperatures that hot to be extremely dangerous. The heat belt is predicted to stretch from the Gulf Coast to Chicago, an area where 107 million people live. I'm Michael Kastner.
Regrets? Well, some people have them after deciding on a name when a baby is born. Here's correspondent Deborah Rodriguez.
Parents have changed babies' first names 30,000 times in the past 5 years. The Social Security Administration says Isaac and Chloe are at the top of the list, at least the spellings. Next most changed, Aiden, then Connor, Elliot, Michael, and James.
All right, Deborah, thank you kindly. And still to come on the 5 o'clock report for a Monday, Berwick bewildered by senseless senseless violence, America's shrinking workforce, and we'll have a preview of the Little League World Series.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Much of our area is in need of some moisture, need of some rain. We're dry, in some cases droughtish. We've got some showers ahead over the next several days and nights. There won't be any real rhyme or reason to them. More times than not, it won't be raining, but there'll be some beneficial rainfall by the time we get to Thursday across much of the area. There'll be a couple of showers and thunder showers in some sections this evening. Overnight tonight, leftover clouds, low temps near 60. For tomorrow and Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers around. There could be a couple rumbles as well. But again, remember, they'll be hit and miss and stop and start. High temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s.
All right, Kevin, we'll take all the rain we can get. Awfully dry out there. Thank you very much. Checking the stories making news across New York and Pennsylvania. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing today a series of major projects planned for the waterfront in Buffalo. It includes restoring more than 20 acres at Canal Side and 200 acres on the Outer Harbor. Price tag for the project, more than $300 million. A body was found in Lake Ontario today by people on a sailboat near the pier at Ontario Beach Park. It's unclear how long the unidentified man had been in the water or what caused his death. A school district in Northumberland County, Pennsylvania, has relaxed its dress code as the school year starts, and it's all because of a lack of air conditioning.
Yeah, students in the Shamokin Area School District will be allowed to wear things like t-shirts and gym shorts to school, but only for the first 2 weeks. The short-term change is aimed at making students as comfortable as possible with the lack of air conditioning in the elementary school and partial air conditioning in the high school. Students will also be allowed to bring water bottles to school for hydration. The Shamokin Area School District plans on beginning the school year on August 22nd. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. New York's Cannabis Control Board gave out 15 more licenses today to sell recreational marijuana. These licenses, given through a first-in-the-country seeding opportunity initiative, it actually rewards people who've been convicted of drug crimes by giving them first dibs on the pot licenses. Erie County, New York DA John Flynn's been appointed the special prosecutor in the case against a man who's accused of attacking gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin. 43-year-old David Jacobonis facing 4 years in prison if convicted of second-degree assault. Pennsylvania Congressman Scott Perry is speaking out after three FBI agents seized his cell phone. He thinks it is retaliation for his support of Donald Trump after the 2020 election.
Yeah, I objected to the electors, and I just remind you that for 20 years, for two decades, every time a Republican was elected president, the Democrats objected. No one had their cell phone taken. No one was told they tried to overturn the election. They were legitimate questions.
Perry says he's not the target of any Justice Department investigation and still doesn't know how agents found him on vacation or what they were looking for on his phone. The U.S. workforce participation rate continues to shrink as businesses continue to struggle to fill openings. In every month since March, more than 400,000 Americans have exited the workforce. The labor force today is 600,000 less than what it was immediately before the pandemic. Still more questions than answers following a bizarre crime spree that left two dead and 17 injured in two towns in north central PA. Police say a 24-year-old used his car as a weapon and plowed through a crowd that was holding a benefit in Berwick for 10 victims of a house fire in next-door Nescopet.
This is a complete tragedy in a community where there's already been tragedy.
I can't make sense of it. I don't know why it's going on.
The 24-year-old suspect facing murder charges for the death of a 50-year-old Wilkes-Barre woman. He's also accused of murdering his own mother minutes later by running her over near her home.
Just terrible. I mean, it's just this world anymore.
Police have yet to release any information about a motive. The suspect will appear in court again in late August. A Pennsylvania teenager died today, four others hurt, when a car crashed down an embankment in Northumberland County. Police say the 16-year-old driver was speeding when the vehicle struck a rock in Upper Augusta Township. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to spend $22 million to stomp out the dreaded spotted lanternfly, which is wreaking havoc in New York. York. These New Yorkers say the bug's a threat to about 70 kinds of crops and trees.
I don't think it's an effective amount of money. To get people to squash a bug, what are you going to spend that $22 million on?
I'm killing them, smushing them. They damage your trees.
The spotted lanternfly hitched a ride to the U.S. from Asia and has been attacking trees and crops ever since it was first spotted in Pennsylvania in 2011. New York no longer allowing care packages sent to inmates from home in an effort to keep illegal drugs out of prison.
According to new Department of Correction rules, packages and articles will only be allowed to be received from inmates directly from vendors. They will no longer be allowed to be delivered in person or by mail directly from family and friends. The department says the changes are part of the continuous battle to keep contraband from getting into correctional facilities. Scott Pringle, New York.
It'll be a short but sweet road trip for one team headed to Williamsport this week for the Little League World Series.
And for the 35th time, the team from Pennsylvania is going to the Little League World Series.
ESPN with the call as the Hollidaysburg Tigers out of Blair County knocked off a team from Delaware in the regional championship game.
Let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Just go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
We'll have more on the New York team that's headed to Williamsport a little later in the broadcast. But first, your nightly market report. It is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street stocks higher today. The Dow up 151. NASDAQ advanced 80. S&P up 7. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. You can find out more at ambassadoradvisors.com.
A recent survey showed that money is a significant source of stress for most of us. Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. The survey from the American Psychological Association also revealed that an increasing number of Americans are getting stressed out about money. So, how can you reduce money-related stress? Christian financial author Art Rayner suggests three things. First, pray for God's peace. Second, reset some of your expectations. That is, rethink what's really important and what's not in your spending. And third, get a plan. A financial plan will provide a sense of control, even during financially tight times. Life will never be stress-free, but through prayer, setting priorities, and planning, you can ease a lot of the stress you may be facing. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, let the games begin. But first this.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Much of our area is in need of some moisture, need of some rain. We're dry, in some cases droughtish. We've got some showers ahead over the next several days and nights. There won't be any real rhyme or reason to them. More times than not, it won't be raining, but there'll be some beneficial rainfall by the time we get to Thursday across much of the area. There'll be a couple of showers and thunder showers in some sections this evening. Overnight tonight, leftover clouds, low temps near 60. For tomorrow and Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers around. There could be a couple rumbles as well. But again, remember, they'll be hit and miss and stop and start. High temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s.
All right, Kevin, thank you kindly. The Little League World Series starts Wednesday. One of the teams there has never been before. The ball players from Massapequa, New York on Long Island competing for the first time in the Little League World Series.
When those lights get bright, they just really step up.
Head coach Roland Clark there bragging on his boys, and he says the secret to his team's success.
That's a group of 11 boys supporting one another, listening to their coaches, and really wanting to make their town proud.
Massapequa, no hit powerhouse Toms River, New Jersey, for the right to compete in Williamsport. Massapequa's assistant coach is Brian Becker.
It's been unbelievable. The hours at practice, we do ask a lot and we demand a lot, and every one of these boys and every one of these parents has really stepped up.
What an opportunity for those young men. Again, the Little League World Series starts Wednesday, and the fan favorite Grand Slam Parade featuring Hall of Fame pitcher Mariano Rivera is about to get underway 15 minutes from now there in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. What a scene that will be for the next couple of weeks. And that's the world we live in for Monday, the 15th of August. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.